In Afghanistan, election officials are scrambling to keep today's first ever presidential elections on track. A crisis has erupted over ink. Many Afghans were under the impression that the ink they would use to show they had voted would be indelible. Apparently, it is not. Indelible ink is considered a safeguard against fraud, needed to prevent individuals from voting more than once. Rival candidates to interim president and favorite Hamid Karzai now say they will boycott the results. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Kabul.
The day started so well. Even before the polls opened at 7 a.m., there were lines of hundreds of Afghans eager to take part in the first direct election of a leader in their history. Election officials patiently explained to voters, some of whom appeared unfamiliar with the use of a pen, how to mark their ballot. There seemed to be far more men voting than women, but Taliban threats of violence didn't deter voters. There was a mood of excitement and, at least at this polling station south of Kabul, orderliness. But it wasn't long before it was clear there was a problem. Mohammed Daoud, supervisor of a polling station in Ghazni, 2 hours south of the Afghan capital.
We have one problem. It's a problem about all of our marker that we have make, ink, our thumb. Yeah? They were not permanent.
The ink being used to mark voters' thumbs to ensure they don't vote twice was supposed to be indelible. It wasn't. Khalil Ula Kalal is an Afghan election observer representing one of Karzai's main rivals, Yunus Kanuni, the former education minister.
Early in the morning when I came here, I myself voted first. Then they painted my finger and I tried to clean it, and I managed to clean it in a few seconds. And I went to the supervisor and said that I just voted and now you cannot know that I've voted. And he said that that's not our problem and just write your report now because we cannot do anything now.
It became clear the problem was widespread. Asadullah Khalid is the provincial governor of Ghazni.
We have this problem in all Afghanistan, not only in Ghazni. We have this problem.
The reason this matters is because many Afghans have registered to vote more than once. Those with two or more registration cards were clear to vote again. The question is whether they did so. Mohammed Abdul, another monitor representing Kanuni, says he's sure the answer's yes.
People voting twice. Have you seen it? From your own eyes. Not from your friend, but from your own eyes.
I haven't seen
myself,
but I can say that, frankly, my brother has got 3 voting cards, and I'm sure that he will vote 3 times.
Exactly how this happened isn't clear. One theory is that election officials used marker pens meant for ballot papers instead of the proper indelible ink with which they were supplied. But Karzai's rivals were quick to respond. A group of them announced that all 15 of them had decided to boycott the election, although their 15 camps haven't confirmed this. It may be that some sour grapes are involved. Karzai does appear to have performed strongly, though there's no statistical proof of this. Candidate Abdul Satir Surat says the group will no longer recognise the poll.
If we see an unfair election in all of these illegal actions, so it is legal that to boycott.
Afghan and UN electoral officials have long acknowledged the elections in Afghanistan would probably be flawed, but they hoped it wouldn't be significant enough to undermine one of their main goals, which is to strengthen the central government's legitimacy. They're now engaged in a damage limitation exercise. Afghanistan's election management body says overall the poll was safe and orderly, but it's promising a full inquiry. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.